Central with Corey Geiger, brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM. Tune in over the next hour as Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger, brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
All righty, good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Central, covering the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. I'm Corey Geiger, joined by Nathan Forlina. We're going to see what we can argue about again today, man. What's going on?
Hey, man, I'm doing fantastic. Starting to warm up a little bit outside. It's weird to say
this was great. Hey, 30 degrees.
It feels like summer.
Wonderful compared to where it's been the last couple. Good Lord.
Feels like I could go hop in the pool right now and I'd be just fine. That's what it feels like. But no, it's a good day so far, and let's keep it rolling. Let's see what we can fight over for the next hour.
Yeah, we got good brouhaha yesterday. That's fun. Nathan and I don't always agree on a whole lot of, on everything, but sometimes it's nice to argue and get some pushback. I like that.
I think probably every other week we have one of those shows.
Every other week. Maybe once a month where we have a real good one.
Well, okay.
It usually stems from you being a knucklehead and not wanting to agree with me.
All right, so we can loop back into this. All I'm going to say is look up the comparisons through 8 years, then you'll be kind of stunned
at
the pace.
But that wasn't the question. The question wasn't about 8 years. The question was
We're not doing this yet.
In my mind last night, what we argued about yesterday is I tried to have a discussion on the greatest athlete in American history, and Nathan was hell-bent on throwing Patrick Mahomes in there.
No, you were just putting him down.
But I was going through my mind last night. I don't want to go through this all again. I was going through my mind last night. I was easily close to 40 people before I got to Patrick Mahomes. 40. And because you have to.
Can you give me a couple of these back names, just out of curiosity?
Jackie Robinson.
Okay, yeah.
Muhammad Ali.
Still.
Okay, well, but if we're going to go baseball, if we're going to go basketball.
Give me these back end
Jordan,
guys.
Jordan. Kobe. LeBron. Steph Curry, Bill Russell, Wilt Chamberlain, Shaq, Kareem, Magic, Larry. There's nine.
There's none.
There's nine in basketball alone, right there. In baseball, Barry Bonds, Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, Babe Ruth, Roger Clemens, Alex Rodriguez. There's six right there, literally. That's 15 right there.
It ain't 40.
Football, Pat Mahomes is somewhere. I was reading this yesterday. Like, I saw a story last year going into the Super Bowl that he was eighth. He was the eighth greatest NFL player of all time. They dropped him to 11th because they lost.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's 11, there's 29 right there. That's not including Serena Williams, Simone Biles, Michael Phelps. You can see this gets to 40 pretty quickly.
I think he's
so. Then we have discussion. Then we have discussions. Tim Duncan.
I'm putting Tim Duncan.
Charles Barkley.
I'm not putting Charles Barkley.
I agree there. I would put Tim Duncan, but that's where.
Yeah.
You see,
I think my biggest problem with him is with the conversation yesterday, and this is what really pissed me off was at the end you said how he isn't even.
He's a footnote. He's a footnote.
But I'm going to say you can't. You said you could have told the story without the NFL, without Patrick Mahomes.
You can.
You cannot.
He's one or two sentences.
17% of the Super Bowl era has been dominated by Patrick Mahomes.
But
17% of modern football.
Here's what we do on this show, and you've been here long enough. Mm-hmm. You have to base your opinion on the topic at hand. And where I got upset was the topic was the greatest American sports athlete. And you brought up a guy that's not in the top 30. He might not be in the top 50. Because you love the guy. And
did I bring him up or did I just feel bad for him?
No, you went to bat for him for 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. And that was interesting. So I don't want to do it again today, but I did spend 10 minutes and literally because again, if you're talking about Larry and Magic and those kind of Kareem, nobody remembers Kareem. No, Kareem is one of the six or seven greatest basketball players of all time, and yet people don't even discuss Kareem. It's wild.
It is wild. I do feel like Kareem is one of the most underappreciated athletes of all time. I do.
Shaq, I mean, Bill. Anyway, I want to – Jim's calling in about this deal. Jim, I'll get to you in a little while. I'm not going to take any calls just yet. I want to play, because this got buried too much yesterday. I wanted to start the show with it, but Nathan and I ended up arguing for 30 minutes. I wanted to start the show yesterday. Jim, you can hang up, buddy, because I'm not going to get to your call for 30 minutes probably. We're not going to talk Steelers right now. We do have Black and Gold breakdown coming up here in a bit. Steelers playing very well. But I wanted to spend a good bit of the show yesterday on Steve Tannehill, because I don't want to overlook the fact that Steve Tannehill was one of the handful of greatest overall athletes in the history of this city in terms of Altoona Area High School. And I did not even catch this. Nathan, you probably haven't seen this.
Yeah, I saw it.
Dabo Sweeney was asked yesterday. Dabo, this is a great story. Dabo Sweeney was asked yesterday about Steve Tannehill. Obviously, Clemson is in the state of South Carolina. He knows all about the history between Clemson and South Carolina, big rivalry down there. I want you to – couple things here, because we're going to take some phone calls. I want you to call and tell me your favorite story of a local athlete, okay? Carte blanche. Any athlete, any story. If it's about you, that's great. Whatever. 946-0435. I want you to tell me your favorite story about any local athlete. I'd like to think we could fill 3 weeks worth of shows with phone calls on this, because all of you either knew or grew up with or heard stories about, you know, Doug West or Mike Isolino or Mike Reed or Ed Flanagan or Steve Tannehill or some of these folks that were just legendary people. Art Tannehill, all the state championships, national championships for the Altoona girls. Mark Michella, Christy Kack. I mean, there we have had so many phenomenal athletes in this area. So I'm going to give you carte blanche. We may do this a couple of days. I'm going to bring this up because I want to hear, going into the holidays, as many of these kinds of good stories as you've got. 946-0435. I'm going to play Dabo Sweeney talking about Steve Tannehill, because this is really good stuff. It's really good stuff about Steve Tannehill. It's also a human being telling stories. I want you to listen to this. I don't even like Dabo Sweeney. I don't even like him. I really don't. I think he is a gigantic crybaby. I think he is unbelievably overdramatic. But you know what Dabo is, whether you like him or not? Do you know what he is?
Authentic.
He is authentic. The word I was thinking was genuine, but they're the same. He is off. This is a real human being talking right here. I want you to listen and compare this to the actor that coached at Penn State for the last 12 years. And I'm not talking about football coach, this or that, because, again, I can't stand Dabo. I think Dabo is just a gigantic crybaby. But for all intents and purposes, I do like people who are genuine in life. See, this guy who's won Clemson won two or three?
Two.
Two national championships is asked about a quarterback from his rival from 30 freaking years ago. Here's what Dabo had to say.
Coach, I'm sure you heard of the passing of Steve Tannehill earlier this morning, and I was just curious, just if you could comment on his impact on football, specifically here in the upstate, and just college football as a whole.
Yeah, I appreciate you reminding me of that. I actually got a text this morning from Hunter Helms' dad. He texted me, and I just couldn't believe that. I mean, we're not that far apart in age. I think he was 52, but man, I've got great memories from Steve. In fact, I was playing at Alabama. I believe it was my senior year. And he came to Tuscaloosa on a visit with his family. Never forget it. I will never forget it. In fact, you can ask Prince Wimley. We were just talking about this. We were just talking about this probably, it was before the South Carolina game. we're all out there practicing in the indoor there in Tuscaloosa, and it was like December, kind of this time. And, you know, you could take business in December. And here comes this guy, walks in, and we're playing for Gene Stallings. And, you know, we all know Gene Stallings as players. And he shows up, got the recruiting guy with him, and he had that long hair. He had that long hair and all that swag. And we all were in there going, oh, yeah, we ain't getting him. We knew right then, like, yeah, we ain't getting him. And so sure enough, we didn't. And he goes to South Carolina. And when would his freshman year been at South Carolina? Anybody know?
92.
It was his freshman year. So this was 91 then, okay? So this was my junior year. So this was 91. Because my last game in Tuscaloosa as a senior was against South Carolina. That was my last game. And I think that was the week they had, like, boycotted the week before or something, and then they came to Tuscaloosa. And that was my last game ever in Tuscaloosa. I had a couple catches in that game, but I just remember that. And Steve was on the team then. And then, you know, I have no idea where life's going to take you. Fast forward, I end up at Clemson, and he ends up becoming a high school coach. And he was at a couple different places. He was up on Highway 9. I want to say he was at Chesterfield or not Sherrall, but he left there, and I think he went to Union County. I think that was his last job, maybe. But he had a couple jobs. He's a state championship coach. He was Gaines Adams' coach when he got into coaching. He was coaching like 8-man football, and he coached Gaines Adams. And he's one of the main reasons that we got Gaines Adams, because he reached out and helped get him here. But my point is, as an assistant, I started going out on the road recruiting for Clemson, and he was a high school coach. So I got to know him, and I really liked Steve. I mean, he was a good, really good guy, huge personality, very, very good football coach. I really took my breath away a little bit. But I prayed for his wife this morning, because Helms asked me to. So prayers with all the Tannehill family, all the South Carolina people who loved him as a player, because he's one of the greats in this rivalry for sure, and definitely left an impact with a lot of people in who he was. So thankful that I got a chance to know him as well.
He'd come over there with his long hair. We knew we ain't getting him. I love that. That is so great. I know, Nathan, you didn't know Steve, and I didn't know him personally. But, again, I told the story yesterday. I grew up in Arkansas watching this friggin' guy with the long hair. And it's hard to imagine what hair can do for your personality. Seriously, yeah. If Steve Tannehill did not have his long mullet, he's probably just another dude. But when you take on the persona of the mullet, I got a story to tell here in a minute about Jared Klausman. This is great. Jared Klausman, I ran into him last night at baseball, and he told me this story. This is an amazing story. It centers a little bit around Steve Tannehill. But this dude, when you show up with a freaking mullet, and what he's joking about with Gene Stallings. Gene Stallings was a hard ass, like a really serious, never smiled kind of like Nick Saban. You know, so Dabo's like, he show up with his hair, like, we ain't gonna get him. That to me, from the local legend story standpoint of Steve Tannehill, I didn't see this till midnight last night, because I was doing other things watching the Steelers. I was like, wow, this is an amazing story. And also listening to it, I felt like a human being was telling me this story. I was around James Franklin so long, up until about a year and a half ago when I stopped covering Penn State on a daily basis. And James was intelligent, and he could give you intelligent answers on social issues, and I did always commend him for that. I never felt James would give you this personality, authenticity. Being a genuine person. And again, I don't even like Dabo. Dabo rubs me the wrong way in a lot of ways as a college football coach. But it did strike me as endearing that, you know, it hits home for us because Steve Tannehill is from Altoona. But here's this guy telling, you know, one of the most prominent coaches in football in this country, telling a 3 minute and 51 second story about the guy. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, those are the people that kids like to play for, is these coaches who are authentic, and Dabo is one of them. You wonder why he had success for so long. It's because he probably was like that in the locker room as well. Players didn't see through the BS. They probably got a genuine human being, and you could tell that just from that interview right there, that he's always willing to just talk and, you know, actually act like a normal person. Like, you would never get that. I don't want to just drag James Franklin into the mud right here, but you would not get that.
I will.
Do it, go
Toss me the softball.
All right, Corey, here we go. So would James Franklin ever do this in a press conference about anybody at any point in time?
James, here's the thing. I do want to be completely fair. James was really good at, if he were asked social issues about voting, you know, kids getting off school to be able to go vote, how important it was to vote, about, you know, racial issues. James Franklin is a very good spokesperson for, I think, important issues, because he's a very, very, very intelligent man. But I don't think there was enough. James Franklin's idea of trying to be personable was goofing around with the media, asking what they like to eat for Thanksgiving, you know, and that got to be such an old cliche. And to me, it was just a performance. It was really nothing more. He didn't care what we wanted. He was performing. Everything with James, to me, came across as a performance, carefully calculated, as opposed to, again, I don't like a lot of what Dabo says, but I can at least appreciate a Dabo Swinney I can appreciate a Tom Izzo. Tom Izzo will lose his freaking mind a lot of times. But Tom Izzo is, quite frankly, one of the three or four biggest spokesmen for college basketball in this entire country. What Tom Izzo says carries a tremendous amount of weight, and he's not afraid to dive into things. John Calipari, oh my God, did you see a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, John Calipari was quoted saying, these guys we're playing against, they all have beards, they've all got families. This was great. He says, they're using their NIL money to pay alimony on their first wives, which was just insane, because he's joking about how old everybody is in college basketball. They're using their NIL money on alimony for their first wives, because I'm around teenagers, and we're to the point now where my son's 13. We're to the point we show up to a tournament and there's some 6 foot dude that's got like a mustache, and of course all the boys are joking about what?
I'm going to say the bench. The first thing that always comes to my mind when I think about something
is 12.
I am 12.
That is one.
That is the first thing that comes to my mind.
But the other one is, he drove himself here. He's got a wife and kids. I mean, you start to see that with, you know, 12, 13-year-old boys who hit puberty very, very, very early on, and they look like grown men.
I swear, I always just think about what's
I
his
am
name.
12.
Is it Carlos? Is that his name in the movie?
Is that it?
I can't remember.
He gives the
have
he gives
seen,
the bench warmers.
Gives,
no, he
oh,
it's very raunchy. I think
no, it is not.
Oh, it is. Oh
it's
my
not
God,
that bad.
Bench warmers. Oh my gosh, it's very. There's a my kids start to hit a lot of sexual references in the bench warmers.
A lot of them will go over his head, though.
That's right. We started to watch it probably about 6 months ago. We watched 20 minutes or so, kind of the nerdy stuff when they establish how nerdy they all are. But then Rob Schneider comes up and jacket homers everywhere. I think we got to the point where they went to the rich guy's house and Nelson the butler, or whatever, the butler was making sandwiches whatever.
Oh, that's got to be pretty far. That's a wild
one. We got 30 minutes in. It is very raunchy. It is.
I don't remember being that raunchy.
Yeah, but when did... Yeah, but again,
I guess I also...
You have to be careful with a kid.
What the hell
are we talking about? Anyway, 946, I will open up the forum. We have no calls yet. I'm mad. I'm mad at you people. If you don't have any... I'm not doing this show. We're going to leave for the rest of the year if you don't call me and tell me your favorite stories about local athletes. It can be Steve Tannehill, anybody else. So we're at a baseball clinic last night, We show up, and Jared Klausman is there with his dad, Jared, former Altoona area high school boys basketball coach, coaches a lot of baseball, does a whole bunch in the community. And last night was his father Jim's 70th birthday. So they were doing a clinic out at the Nehemiah Project. And they were leaving when we were getting there for our workout. And so I was talking to Jim, and I said, Jared, did you know Steve Tannehill much? Because Jared's significantly younger than Steve. And he said, oh, yeah, back when I was like about 11 years old. Listen, this is a great story. I'd have Jared on to tell the story himself, but he just relayed this to me last night. He said, like 11 years old, and they went down to South Carolina to watch Steve play. Okay? While they were there at the hotel, Jared was swimming in the pool, and a little girl almost drowned. And Jared Klausman saved her life. He's an 11-year-old kid in South Carolina. But this is give or take, 94, whatever. I think he said he was born in 83. He says he'd be 94. So Jared's telling me the story that he saw the girl, and she was going in, and he went in and got her and saved her life. 11-year-old kid. And apparently the governor gave Jared Klausman a letter. They wrote a big story about it in the Altoona Mirror. Those are the kind of stories I love. I didn't know that. You know, I'm not just singing Jared Klausman's praises because he's a good guy. He is a good coach and everything. But that's a great story. You don't hear a lot of stories like that. We see like, oh, this guy scored this great touchdown to win the game. Well, yeah, the whole world saw that. What was he like when you met him in person? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What was he like was he or she like when you talked to them, you know, as a real person? Those are the kinds of stories that I always love to hear from people.
Do you have anything like that where you met someone and they were just the best person? Like because they always say never meet, like, right? What's the saying? Never meet your idols.
It is tough, yeah. My idol was Sean Dunstan. I met him, and he was great. He gave me, I was working, I covered a Cardinals. He was with the Cardinals in like 2000 or so at PNC Park playing the Pirates, and I went in and interviewed him. He was great. I told him all about who I was and how I grew up watching him, and I wear the number 12 and all that stuff, and he gave me 10 minutes of an interview. Mm-hmm. I actually never wrote a story on it. I feel bad because looking back on it, I feel like I was a fan doing it. I'd always kind of intended to write a story on it, but I have talked about it on the radio enough. But if you meet your idol, yeah, it can be a tricky thing when they blow you off or mm-hmm. they're mean to you or they say something wrong to you. And it's like we talked about last week. Should athletes be role models? Well, maybe they shouldn't, but they are.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why, I've got names in my head. It's like, man, I'd like to have a conversation with this person, but could you imagine if it's just a huge letdown and then
you
everything that you've loved about that person just crumbles.
It would be bad. It would be bad.
So.
Yeah.
Hopefully I don't experience that at any point, but then it's the trade-off. It's like you're meeting that person.
I've met lots of celebrities. I can honestly say, I'll think about it. I can honestly say, I don't think any of them have ever really been,
Or a lot of times they're there for a reason, though, because you're taught. Like,
they're there for a reason, yeah. and I was media, and I will say, well, one guy that this always stuck in my craw. Okay, and I know he's like this beloved, unbelievably beloved fella, all right? But Lee Corso, all right? Neil Riddell and I wrote a book about Joe Paterno in 2010 called They Know Joe. We lined up some of the heaviest hitters in all of college football for this book to tell stories about Joe Paterno. The foreword of the book was written by George H.W. Bush, a former president of the United States. Lou Holtz told a great story. Bobby Bowden also wrote a foreword. He told a great story. Kerry Collins, Chris Fowler, John Clayton, Michael Robinson. You know who the one person who told us no? The one person I contacted, the only person for that book in this entire country that told me no was Lee Corso.
Oh.
And I don't know why. I mean, it blows my, so I know everybody has this.
Was this like right after a stroke?
This is 2010.
Okay, I didn't know when he had a stroke.
Lee Corso, beloved figure. I always kind of held that. I reached out to George H.W. Bush. They got back to me within an hour. And we got the forward for the book.
Did you get?
I called Bobby Bowden at his house, which I'd done several times before. His number was listed in the phone book, believe it or not, Bobby Bowden. He talked to me for 15 minutes. Hey, I love talking to you guys up there about Joe, you know. And Lee Corso wouldn't talk to. So that when you ask me, like, if there's ever been a guy that kind of let me down, that's the only guy that I can really remember from a prominent level that just said flat no.
Did he? Okay, so he did come out and say no.
No, I never talked to him. His secretary said he's not interested in doing it.
Okay, so you got ghosted almost from that. That hurts a little more.
Yeah,
too.
Look, hey, the Joe Paterno book we wrote in 2010 is spectacular. It's a spectacular book if you're a Joe Paterno fan. It has unbelievable great story. Johnny Majors, a former Pitt coach. We have tremendous stories in there. It's probably the best thing I've ever done in my career. And the only person that told us no was Lee Corso.
That
God
sucks.
Bless the coach.
That sucks.
All right, we got people waiting on the line. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Guy from Altoona.
What's up, Guy? You got a great story about a local athlete, man.
Yeah, being from Bellwood, I grew. Ronnie Blazer grew up around me.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever he got finished, whenever he got finished because of his arm issues and had to retire and come back, and then I end up having my son, and he was a really good ball player getting looked at to play at the next level of college, and Ronnie was always there to give JT advice and pointers and, you know, what to do, what not to do and everything. He was always there for my son, and I'll never forget that.
And he would talk to him, you know, in a professional way and helpful way?
Oh, absolutely. And then, of course, being my son and the relationship Ronnie and I had, he would joke around with him too. It was just an overall great experience. And whenever he had passed away, it broke my heart.
That is a good story. Ron died in 2021 at the age of 50. Legendary.
Right.
I never got to meet him. I talked to him on the phone once for a story I did for the Mirror years ago. But I will say this, Guy, I've never heard anything but great stuff about Ron Blazer. I've heard, and I know the field is named after him out over there in Bellwood. I've literally heard, never heard anything but good stories about Ron.
It was one of them things where it's cliche, but he was just an old fashioned country kid, you know, from a small town in Bellwood, you know, and never let the moment get too big for him because he always remembered where he came from and the hard work and that got him there.
Big hulking man, right? He is 6'6", 215. He was a mountain of a man, right?
Yeah, just the way, just my son at, you know, 14, 15 years old, whenever they would talk, just staring at him and awe, you know, because like I said, listen to this man. He played Major League Baseball. He pitched for the Phillies. He pitched for the Pirates. He knows what he's talking about. And JT would just, you know, my son wasn't, not big, but he wasn't small. He was, you know, what, 14, 15, he was 5'7", you know, and he was just looking up in awe.
That is good. Good stuff.
It was amazing stuff.
That's a great story, Guy. I appreciate it, man. That's exactly what I'm looking for. 946-0435. If you got a good story about a local athlete, it can be a star, it can be anybody. I mean, Allie Campbell comes to mind. She was in here a couple years ago. She's had a great run in basketball. We've had so many great athletes through this area. So, again, I would do this every day if we get people that call in. Steve, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, brother. I'll talk about athletic event. See, I was a custodian up Altoona Area School District, and between Christmas and New Year's, they used to have the Rotary tournaments and stuff like that. And they treated the custodians, because we worked a lot of overtime. We got time and a half for it. But people like Art and all of them, and Sheetz's or Subway would donate hoagies. Like one day Sheetz's would do it, then the next day Subway. I mean, hundreds and hundreds, and they would give us a bunch of them. I mean, I miss that stuff. The Rotary tournaments between, you know, especially when the girls basketball, Art had, they were ranked number one in the nation twice and stuff like that, and the boys are still doing pretty good and that. I'm, you know, the then that all of a sudden everybody started to have Rotary tournaments. you know, they had Shelbyville, Kentucky or somebody come. They were like number two. Them and out, one was ranked one, one was ranked two. Altoona, I think, was ranked two, and they were ranked one, and Altoona beat them and that stuff. But, it was really fun in between Christmas and stuff like that, you know, working those rotary tournaments, the wrestling tournaments and stuff like that. That's my fondest memories. Working with the district because
did you get to talk to, like, when you look back on it? I'm sure there were a number of future college basketball or maybe even professional stars that came through there.
I grew up with Doug West in Fifth Ward. He played on our flag football team. He was wide receiver, and all you had to do is chuck it up, and he would catch the ball.
Was he a foot taller than everybody else? Was he a foot taller than everybody else?
He is like 2 feet taller than everybody else. Good kid, though, too, man. He was like the coach for Altoona for a while, man. I mean, Doug, I knew him, knew his dad, Frank, his mom, Flo. I worked with her at the old Hills department store. We grew up I was a grade ahead of him. We grew up together and stuff. Same way with Johnny Moore and stuff. Knew him before. He was doing pretty good in the pros, too, before he got that desert fever or whatever, meningitis of the brain. And stuff like that. Played pickup basketball with Steve. Played sandlot football with him one time. Tried to catch the ball from him, but that guy, I mean, you like me and you throwing a ball in sandlot football and him throwing a ball is two different things.
Yeah, I heard, I've heard people talk about the arm that he had. That was pretty incredible.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You know, like now Altoona doesn't have the rotary tournaments anymore, but they were a blast. You ask some of the old timers and stuff like that, you know, about the rotary tournaments, and they just died off and stuff. And, people's quit coming and stuff. I don't understand. Well, it was when the boys were good, when Larry Beator, you know, had them going deep in the playoffs all the time, and Art had them going to four, he won four state titles, and they were always deep in the playoffs, the girls and stuff. But after Art retired and Beator retired, then they came back down to earth, you know, and stuff. Like, I wish our sports teams were pretty good and stuff like they used to be, at least basketball and stuff. And
that's wrestling. A story for another day, because that absolutely is something. Steve, appreciate it, man. We're going to step away for a break. You want to share a story about any local athletes? I'd love to hear it. 946-0435. We'll see if Nathan's you got a story about a famous local athlete at all?
Nah, I think I'm too young in that situation. Like we've kind of mentioned, there has been too many guys to come through. I mean, I remember Kevin Givens whenever he was.
Was Kevin? Because he didn't talk much, like anybody really.
I just remember him. I remember seeing this dude on the football field.
Right.
It's a little bit different.
Yeah,
that
was a dude. I'll tell you.
Nobody knows more about pipes and cigars than J.M. Boswell. They've been making pipes for 50 years. Here's J.M. Boswell himself.
I want to invite you all to come to our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars, great pipe blends, and you can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself. Boswell Pipes is located at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. We are open from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays, and always online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
If you're one of the millions of Americans behind on your taxes, if you're afraid to open your mail because IRS collection letters could be coming, listen carefully. The IRS is cracking down, taking paychecks, freezing bank accounts, revoking passports. That's a fact. But here's what most people don't know. There are official tax relief programs designed to help struggling taxpayers. Programs that could save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Optima's award-winning team will fight to protect your paycheck, your passport, and your property. Their tax attorneys and licensed tax professionals will work tirelessly to get you the best deal possible with the IRS. Every day, penalties and interest keep piling up, so don't wait. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go. The horse.
Don't get stranded on the way to Grandma's house this holiday season. At Central PA Truck, Auto, and Tire Service, they'll make sure that your vehicle is in top running order for you and your family. Why? Because they have family, too, and they understand how important it is to keep your family safe. Call Central PA Truck, Auto, and Tire Service today. 212-8200. That's 212-8200. And they will get you to Grandma's safe and sound.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the three-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
Penn State football is going bowling and taking on Clemson in the Big Apple. And Grubco Busing has all your transportation needs covered. Head to legendary Yankee Stadium on Saturday, December 27th for the Pinstripe Bowl on one of Grubco's charter buses for only $300. And you'll receive a round-trip travel ticket and a ticket to the game to cheer on your Nittany Lions. Or if you already have a ticket, let Grubco Busing do the driving for you for only $95. Buses leave from Huntington at 3 a.m. and State College at 3:40 a.m. Drop-off is near Yankee Stadium, allowing plenty of time for pregame fun. Call 814-907-0518 to book your day trip for the Pinstripe Bowl today. That is 814-907-0518. Check out their website, grubcobusing.com, to see all their upcoming trips and tours, including Nashville, Salem, Mass., Sight and Sound, Ark Encounter and Creation Museum, Dutch Apple Theater, and so much more. Private trips are available as well. Traveling is easy because Grubco Busing has got you covered. Don't miss out on these awesome events. Give Grubco Busing a call today at 814-907-0518.
Hank FM.
That's the number if you want to join us. You want to share a story with a local athlete. It can be a famous person, not so famous person, whatever you got. 946-0435. We've got our Black and Gold Breakdown show coming up here in 20 minutes or so. Steelers with a really impressive performance last night. Not surprising at all to me. I mean, you just had to figure the Dolphins were going to come up here and freeze to death, because that's what they've done basically for their entire franchise's history. So that did not surprise me. We'll get Kreider and Board's thoughts on that here in a few minutes. I'd ask you before the break, have you encountered anybody yet, or famous or even not so famous? You have a sports memory from your time in high school or college that really sticks with you? You met James Franklin.
I met James Franklin once at Altoona whenever he was recruiting down here. But, I mean, there's not too many. I haven't had too many experiences in my young life yet. So hopefully I can get some over the next couple of decades, you know, meeting some of these people and talking to them. But it's weird, 'cause, like, I want to – and they would never want to do it with me, but like I would like to have just like a 5 to 10 minute conversation about just talk, like anything with them, just BSing.
See, but that's an interesting point, because a lot of people, I look, if you're one of these people and I'm offending you, deal with it, because what I'm about to say is true. There's like these sports memorabilia people, these sports cards people. So they've encountered hundreds and hundreds of like superstars waiting in line to get their cards signed. Mm-hmm. That doesn't appeal to me. That's like the worst thing in the world, really, for a way to meet somebody. I wouldn't even count that, to be honest.
You're not meeting. So at that point, you're just trying to get something signed.
Right.
You're not really talking to them.
I mean, I know there are some people that take unbelievable pride in their autograph collection or whatever. That's useless to me. I mean, maybe if you can go get money for it, that's one thing. But what you said, can you sit down and talk to the person for a few minutes? That, to me, is where, you know, I'm very fortunate, because I'm in the media. My whole job, my whole life, has basically been talking to people. So I've been able to meet a lot of a whole bunch of celebrities, just very, very, very famous people. And they almost, quote unquote, had to talk to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, but I always tried to treat them as real people, not just nuts and bolts kinds of questions, but asking real human being kinds of questions to see if you could get a little bit of authenticity. That's a good word.
Well, think about how many times these celebrities are encountering people.
Absolutely.
They're hundreds of times
per
day.
Yes, no
just,
question.
And it's just the same motions. It's all the same exact
same
stuff.
Thing all the time.
So whenever you're a little bit different, you kind of, you know, maybe perk their ears up a little bit. It's like, oh, it's a little bit different of a conversation. They might feel more engaged and stuff like that. So a
couple guys that come to mind in that. Andy Pettit. When mm-hmm. Andy Pettit pitched here for Trenton against the Curve in 2010, this was an unbelievable sight. Andy Pettit came out, started, pitched the first inning on rehab, game one, I believe it was, of the championship series in 2010, got his inning in, went out to left field along the bullpen area, signed autographs for like 45 minutes during the game.
Mm-hmm.
During the game. The game's going on. Andy Pettit is signing autographs alongside the railing for 45 minutes in a minor league town. You want to talk about making an impression on people? It still blows my mind that he did that. This guy, not a Hall of Famer, Hall of Very Good.
Hall of Very Good, yeah.
But late in his career, couldn't have, that playoff game could not have meant anything to him. But that was the Curve's first, ended up being the Curve's first league championship. So there are a lot of great memories from that series. But for Andy Pettit to do that, probably may. Now, those guys getting autographs from Andy Pettit that day, I can understand how they might come away with a whole bunch of respect as opposed to going to some card show and paying $5 or $10 or $20.
Well, if you're paying to be there, it's different than if you just run up on them and you're like, hey, can you sign this ball real quick? It's a little bit. Now, there's also a caveat here. People who like stalk people and like.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Well, okay.
They're scary.
Those people are frightening.
They're showing up with 200 of the same card, trying to get the same card autographed and pushing little kids out of the way.
If you're a real person, you'd want one thing autographed, and that's about it. You don't need an entire booklet autographed from that person. But.
All right, I don't have a name here. What's your name and where are you calling from? 051 or 4512. Go ahead.
Hey, Corey. This is Alan. How are you doing?
What's going on, Alan? How you doing, buddy?
Good. I bet you everybody probably on this listening to you today probably has a Franco Harris autograph. But the funny thing is, my daughter, who's I'd say 10 years ago when she was just in high school, she was over with the band or something, and they were at the Heinz History Museum in Pittsburgh, and this big tall guy comes walking out, and everybody kind of gathered around him, and all these girls got autographs, and she brought this home, and she said to me, "Have you ever heard of Franco Harris?" I said, "I've heard of Franco Harris." She said, "He was the nicest guy. You know, here are all these girls who probably have no idea who he is, spending time talking with them, asking where they're from. Are they Penn State fans? Are they Steeler fans?" I thought that was really nice.
And this was within the last 15 years?
Yeah, probably about 10 years ago.
Let me throw out a theory.
He's still very active in downtown Pittsburgh.
Let me throw out a theory, see if you agree with this or not. Older players, the older players who didn't grow up with unbelievable media attention and all this, and obviously social media, they would be more prone and more likely to taking the time to talk to people compared to stars of today. Would you agree with that?
Well, I agree, and you can validate this. Jack Ham, he will talk to anybody.
Uh-huh, yep. Very down to earth, but you get some stars today. They don't have time for anybody. But again, the people that I don't know. Not that I'm saying they want to stay relevant, but they a guy like Franco Harris, even as famous as he was for a while, he still wants to be remembered and still wants to be relevant.
You're trying to almost preserve your legacy.
Yeah, your own
at that
legacy,
point.
Right?
And then new people learn about you as well if you're involved.
Yep.
So
yeah, it's like why would you even be interested in talking to me? I played 40 years ago, but yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Very good, buddy. Appreciate it, man. 9460435. We've got Scott. What kind of story you have about a local athlete, Scott?
Hey, story. And this local athlete, you guys may have never even heard from him. He was a kid from Bellefonte. His name was Dylan Krunick.
Okay.
You ever hear of Dylan Krunick?
I have not.
He actually passed away from cancer when he was 16, but he was, you know how these kids, they're star baseball players, they're the best pitcher, they play shortstop and mm-hmm. all this. You know how they can be really arrogant and, you know, stuck up? This Dylan, he was the total opposite. He was so soft-spoken, so polite every time you talked to him. And if he hadn't passed, he passed away with cancer when he was in ninth grade in Bellefonte.
Mm.
And if he hadn't passed away, he played the travel ball with all these. He traveled nationwide on these teams. He could have been the next guy to make it locally. But they have a memorial tournament for him every year in Bellefonte. It's called the Dylan Krunick Memorial Tournament.
How do you spell his last name here, Scott?
C-R-U-N-I-C-K, I believe.
Okay.
And this tournament, they've had it. It'll be the 10th year this year. And it's for kids all the way from T-ball all the way up to college-age kids. Come from all over the place because go and play with all these guys. They come back and play every year. And it raises money for cancer research. So
man,
this isn't a big-time player, but everybody, he's a local. Everybody in Bellefonte knows him and what did know him, but that's my story.
That's, I'll tell you what.
He was a great kid.
That's the kind of thing that really people want to tell stories about famous people. I pulled up the young man's obituary from statecollege.com. He passed in 2014 and 15 years old battling cancer. Yep. That is just awesome.
Yeah, my son played with him when he was here in Bellefonte, and nobody ever had a bad word to say about the kid. He was just a great kid.
It's just an awesome story that you're telling because, again, it's easy to remember the famous people, but to keep a kid like that and keep his memory preserved, that's fantastic, man. I appreciate that, Scott.
Yeah, his parents come back every year for the tournament. It's a big deal, and if you ever get a chance and your kid wants to play in a tournament, they welcome anybody. They'll put anybody on a team that wants to come play at any level. It's a really cool thing they do.
Good stuff, man. Hey, we got a couple more callers. I got to take a break. We'll get to you after the break.
Trackhouse Racing has inked Shane Van Gisbergen to a multi-year contract extension, and here is Shane.
Yeah, it's been an amazing couple of years, as Justin touched on, how it's all snowballed and, yeah, how we've been going. And then this year, you know, it's been a real learning year, but I feel like we've made big progression. And then the road courses are obviously been a bonus the last couple of months. And, yeah, just it's been a cool team to be a part of. And, the win lunches we've been doing, seeing how much it means to everyone and how much everyone's, I guess this week even, the atmosphere in the shop, the build-up and expectations now, it's really cool. It's cool to build a relationship with everyone there, and yeah, I've just been loving every minute. So looking forward to doing it for a few more years.
And here's Justin Marks.
This has been a really, really fun project for the company. Obviously, you know, everything happened really, really quickly from Chicago to, you know, the truck race a couple weeks later and then into the Indy Cup race and then, a season of Xfinity and now full-time in the Cup Series for Shane. And, you know, I think it's been, obviously we've got someone here that can win kind of anytime we show up on the road courses, and winning's so important here in the Cup Series, obviously. But I think what kind of excites us at Trackhouse more than anything is his speed of development on the ovals. And just working with him day in and day out, and you know, recognizing that even though, you know, his history in racing has been, you know, not very similar to what, you know, the competitors in the Cup Series had, with just a lack of experience on the ovals.
This is the final app.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question: is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-939-2525. That's 800-939-2525. 800-939-2525.
Nobody knows more about pipes and cigars than J.M. Boswell. They've been making pipes for 50 years. Here's J.M. Boswell himself.
I want to invite you all to come to our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars, great pipe blends, and you can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself. Boswell Pipes is located at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. We are open from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays and always online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Get a great deal on select Kubota construction equipment featuring durable Kubota engines. More comfort, more productivity, more get it done right. Right now, write it off a lot and write it off your taxes for zero down, 0% APR for up to 36 months or save up to $4,500. Now through December 31st. Subject to credit approval. Consult your tax advisor. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Write it off your taxes at McCoy's Lawn and Garden, Route 36 in Roaring Spring.
All right, welcome back, 946-0435. You just heard J.M. Boswell talking about the pipes and cigars. There's a good Christmas present right there waiting. If you still have a little bit of time to head out to get some Christmas presents at J.M. Boswell.
Yeah, that's the best place to go. 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22, Alexandria, PA. Open select hours during the week and always open online at J.M. Boswell Pipes. And remember, there's nothing like a Boswell pipe or cigar. I don't know if you can necessarily ship them in now. It might be a little bit too late for that.
They can probably get it to you overnight.
You might need to pay that extra premium.
Yeah, I don't like doing it. I usually do like the 3 to 5 days. So if I can't get it,
I always do free shipping if it's available. It doesn't take.
Yeah, well, free if you can, yeah. but
you gotta get that standard con.
Like
you,
I'll never get. So if I can't get it, you know, within I can wait 3 to 5 days to get it.
Oh my god, I don't need overnight. I never need overnight shipping. You gotta wait those. You gotta save those bucks. You gotta save them whenever.
Let's go back to the phone lines to Mike. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, buddy, not much. Hey, so we're at the old G-Man about 30 years ago, me and a buddy, and in walks Johnny Moore, Doug West, and this third guy. And my buddy was a real big Doug West fan, and he was in the NBA at the time. He goes, oh, my God, look, there's Doug West. I'm like, forget Doug West. That's the Iceman. And the third guy was George Gervin, who came into G-Man.
I love
those guys. I'm telling you, those guys were the nicest guys. We talked for them for a couple hours. They were telling old stories about the Spurs. Oh, it was great. It was absolutely classic.
They actually, did they command much of an... let me ask you this, Mike. How many people knew who they were?
Nobody.
Yeah.
My buddy and I, that was it. And the place was packed.
Now, they might have known, these are really tall dudes, right? But short of that...
Yeah. Well, they knew Doug. They knew Doug, because Doug was a local guy.
Right.
And a couple of the old-timers knew Johnny when he came in there. But nobody knew who George Gervin was. I knew who he was, but that was about it.
So how old are
them? Nobody bothered him.
How old are you? I'm just curious how much of George Gervin you would have gotten to watch.
I was about 26, 25, 26.
Yeah, the Iceman retired in 87.
If George Gervin walked in, how many people you think would recognize? What percentage of people would recognize George Gervin? I know who George Gervin. I don't think I'd recognize
him. I know who he is. I knew a little bit about what he looked like. I just Googled it. I would not know that it was George Gervin. I would know that it was a basketball player.
Well, if he's six foot seven.
I would know
eight.
That I recognize that he's somebody. You know what I'm saying, Mike?
yeah, right. Exactly. And it was so cool. They were so nice. Nicest guys ever. It was great. It was fantastic.
That's an awesome story.
I was about to say, how many people do you think walk at celebrities that you just would not recognize?
Oh, tons.
That's what I mean. I feel like I feel like especially with these old times, sports athletes and stuff like that. They could probably still walk.
Yeah, they don't get recognized much anymore.
I guess if you grew up watching George Gervin, you might.
One guy who did. I mean, Joe Paterno was recognized everywhere he went. That's why he never went anywhere.
But Paterno was also in the spotlight for 50-some years.
That's John, you got a Paterno story?
Yes, sir, I do.
Go ahead, man.
It was December
December 31st, 1995, I was down in Tampa at the Outback Bowl versus Auburn. We're hanging out in the Players Hotel, nothing going on, 3 in the afternoon on New Year's Eve. And all of a sudden, the couple we were with, my buddy's wife says, "Hey, Joe, how you doing?" And I turned around, and Paterno's walking through the lobby.
By himself, right?
Holy crap. But yeah, by himself, yep. And I go, "Holy crap, it's Joe Paterno." It could have been Bruce Springsteen or the president. I wouldn't have cared, right? My F. Paterno. And the guy says to me, "Calm down. He's going to be right back." I said, "What do you mean?" He said he comes out every day. Takes about a 20, 25-minute walk around a block. He'll be back soon.
Nice.
So I got a pennant. I got a pennant. And I said, "Who's got a pen? Who's got a pen? I got to get an autograph when Joe comes back." And I said, "Bonnie, you got a camera? Let's see if we can get a picture with Joe." Joe comes walking back in 20 minutes, like that guy said. "Coach Paterno, can I get a picture with you? This is my daughter, Taryn. It's going to be her first New Year." She was a baby at the time. He goes, "Sure, no problem." Turns around, takes a picture. It's a one-shot deal. Takes this picture. Stood there, talked to us for a few minutes about the game and how he's feeling about the game.
And nobody came up. Nobody came up to bother him, right?
No.
Joe could do
kind of in the lobby.
Joe could do that on trips. He couldn't do it in State College. I have a very similar story at Indianapolis at Big Ten Media Day one day, and he's same thing as what you're talking about. He's just walk. I see Joe just walking down the hall in this gigantic hotel. And I'm kind of like, I'm thinking, is he lost, first of all? But he could do that when he was away from State College. If he were in State College, he would have just been bombarded by everybody. Good stuff, buddy. Appreciate it, man.
Nobody knows more about pipes and cigars than J.M. Boswell. They've been making pipes for 50 years. Here's J.M. Boswell himself.
I want to invite you all to come to our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars, great pipe blends, and you can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself. Boswell Pipes is located at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. We are open from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays, and always online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Penn State football is going bowling and taking on Clemson in the Big Apple. And Grubco Busing has all your transportation needs covered. Head to legendary Yankee Stadium on Saturday, December 27th for the Pinstripe Bowl on one of Grubco's charter buses for only $300. And you'll receive a round-trip travel ticket and a ticket to the game to cheer on your Nittany Lions. Or if you already have a ticket, let Grubco Busing do the driving for you for only $95. Buses leave from Huntington at 3 a.m. and State College at 3:40 a.m. Drop-off is near Yankee Stadium, allowing plenty of time for pregame fun. Call 814-907-0518 to book your day trip for the Pinstripe Bowl today. That is 814-907-0518. Check out their website, grubcobusing.com, to see all of their upcoming trips and tours, including Nashville, Salem, Mass., Sight and Sound, Ark Encounter and Creation Museum, Dutch Apple Theater, and so much more. Private trips are available as well. Traveling is easy because Grubco Busing has got you covered. Don't miss out on these awesome events. Give Grubco Busing a call today at 814-907-0518.
Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasure Valley Boulevard. Nell and Chris have hot meals to go, available throughout the day to fit your schedule. Home-cooked goodness for the price of fast food. Roast beef with mashed potatoes and gravy, or ham pot pie. Turkey with homemade stuffing and mashed potatoes. They have meatloaf dinners. Kepner Grandview Meats, now with new hours. Open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Saturday, 8 to 3. Call 814-943-6328. That's 943-MEAT. Kepner's Grandview Meats.
Voted hometown favorite, ARC Federal Credit Union is proud to support our community. With youth accounts, student loans, annual scholarships, and business loans tailored just for you. With over 200 five-star Google reviews and a commitment to local youth sports, ARC is the credit union that believes in you and your future. Visit arcfcu.org today. Your hometown credit union, where community comes first.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Find out more today at High Street Gingrich Insurance Agency, Altoona.
We're way over here. Nathan just kept talking so much.
I know.
Day long. No, we had great calls today. I could do this kind of thing every day if you have stories you want to share of of local athletes that you've encountered over time. I really love that Dabo Swinney clip that we played earlier with him talking about Steve Tannehill. That was fantastic, I thought.
Yeah, again, it just shows you authenticity from a coaching position, in which a lot of the times these guys are very PR trained, and you know,
like
you
just who?
I don't know. I don't know who I'm referencing, but no, it was a really good clip, and you know, it's good reflection on Steve's life. So
we'll get into previewing Penn State Clemson at some point. Do you even care about that game? Does that game have any relevance in any way, shape, or form at all? The two most underachieving teams ever.
That might be it right there.
Yeah, right. So. The underachieving bowl. Have a good night, everybody.
One Hank FM, WKMC, Roaring Spring, Altoona.